Kellogg, St. Helena, California, October 16, 1900. Dear brother, we feel that we have every reason for gratitude to God for the pleasant home which He, in His providence, has provided for us. This is a place where my soul can find rest from controversies and from the confusion always found in cities. I thank the Lord for this quiet, retired spot. I cannot see any light in locating in Oakland or east of the Rocky Mountains. I need peace and rest, and I shall engage in no battles. I have the assurance that the Lord will fight the battles for me, and in Him I trust. If it is decided to hold the General Conference, session, in Oakland, I shall attend as far as the Lord gives me strength, but I must not enter into any controversy. My work is plainly laid out before me. I must write the things the Lord has given me, and He has established me here where I can do this work. The time has come when everything that can be shaken will be shaken, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. God will test and prove His people. The parable of the tares and the wheat illustrates to all the world how divine and satanic agencies are engaged in decided opposition and vital conflict. This conflict will continue till the close of this earth's history. Oh, how long God has borne with the children of men, who have provoked Him by their stubborn self-indulgence. We saw so much intemperance and self-indulgence on the boat as we came over. There were statesmen, clergymen, physicians, young men just out of their boyhood, and others just entering manhood, all using liquor and tobacco. There were a large number of children on board, learning their lessons from these older people. Christ came to our world as a restorer. What influence are the men exerting to whom He has entrusted talents of responsibility? Are they on the right side or the wrong side? The condition of the earth shows that the world has been converting the church, leading church members to unite with the great destroyer. Thus, the enemy has produced physical, mental, and moral disease, until God looks upon a world given over to sin and iniquity. He sees His professed followers suffering from various mental disorders which arise from a disordered brain. He sees men under the influence of liquor and tobacco, unable to distinguish between the sacred and the common. Because of intemperance, the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. Self-murderers are increasing. The eating question on the boat was marvelous. Food was eaten 8 times a day by the first-class passengers. Meat and food seasoned with pepper, mustard, and fiery spices were taken into the stomach to create an appetite for liquor. Yet such victims of gourmandism and self-indulgence call themselves gentlemen. They are far from this.